Welcome in this special edition of On Texas Football. We're going to talk a little bit of wide receiver recruiting today and then have an interview, a 10-minute interview with Kelshawn Johnson from a stop at Hitchcock High School on Tuesday. Look, Texas wide receiver recruiting is going tremendously well for the Texas Longhorns, as you'd expect. They're in on a number of the top receivers in the country. A number of those guys are scheduled to officially visit in June. And let's start at the top. Dakorian Moore. Five-star, maybe the best receiver in the country. If not, somebody's going to have to be really, really dang good to be better than Dakorian Moore is. Remains committed to LSU. Texas was by the school, Chris Jackson, last week, along with A.J. Milwee and Jeff Banks. Texas is by the school. Texas is going to get an official visit out of Dakorian Moore. I think it's at least 50-50 for Texas in this one. Oregon will get an official visit. Ohio State as well. It's one of those four schools, but I think this will really come down at the end of the day to Texas and LSU. He's working on getting those official visits scheduled around an OT7, 7-on-7 national championship tournament weekend, which is June 7th through 9th. So they're kind of having to adjust the official visit schedule right now. But we expect Texas to be an official visit either the 14th through 16th or 21st through 23rd. I've leaned to the 21st through 23rd for a while. And there's Jamie French on Texas Football. Was it Jacksonville Mandarin High a little bit over a week ago to see Jamie French, the five-star receiver. Texas in a pretty good spot here heading the June visits with Tennessee, LSU, Miami in the mix. Florida, Florida State still trying. Ohio State slipped a little bit. But Jamie French will make official visits to Miami, to Tennessee, to LSU, and to Texas in June. And he wants to have a decision by late July or early August before his senior season. So Texas in a pretty good spot there. And then you keep going down that list of wide receivers. Kalik Lockett, Kelshawn Johnson, Marcus Harris from Modern Day, Daylon McCutcheon from Lovejoy, Andrew Marsh from Katie Jordan, all have official visits scheduled to Texas in June. Texas has a good group of wide receiver targets in that you have some real speedy playmakers. Obviously, Dakorian Moore's in a league by himself. Then there's Kelshawn Johnson, who's explosive, quick, and fast. I tell Bobby Burton in Non-Texas Football chat all the time, he's fast without even training to be fast. If Kelshawn Johnson trained for track or trained to be fast, he'd run 10-3. So that's the type of level of explosiveness you have in Kelshawn Johnson. Then Jamie French, very similar to A.D. Mitchell for me. Very similar skill set, very similar frame, great body control, just like AD has. Kalik Lockett, very much the same there. Kalik Lockett, probably more of a 4.55 guy in the 40, but huge hands, almost a 10 3/4 inch hands at 6'2", 175. Great body control, huge catch radius. Jamie French, 10 1/4 inch hands at 6'2", 180. He's going to be a 205-pound guy. So Texas wide receiver recruiting is going really well. All these guys will be in for official visits in June, and that leads me to this, a 10-minute conversation with Kelshawn Johnson from Hitchcock High on Tuesday. Kelshawn Johnson, I believe Texas is the favorite over Texas A&M and USC and Texas Tech right now. He'll make an official visit to Arkansas May 31st through June 2nd, Texas Tech June 7th through 9th, Texas the 14th through 16th, and USC scheduled for the 21st. Through 23rd. Texas A&M, Holman Wiggins was at the school last week, and they're really pushing for that June 7th through 9th official visit. Can they get Kelshawn to cancel the Tech visit where his good friend Lloyd Jones, the quarterback at Hitchcock, is committed to the Red Raiders? We'll see. I think Texas enters June in a really good spot. Here's On Texas Football's interview with Kelshawn Johnson from Tuesday. Enjoy. All right, welcome into On Texas Football. My name is Jerry Hamilton here at Hitchcock High in Galveston County. Today, talking with Kelshawn Johnson, four-star receiver, one of the top playmakers in the country. I guess, Kelshawn, first off, let's talk about being a state champion in basketball 2 years in a row. What does that mean to the community here?
Man, to win that two times in a row, man, it was going crazy because they really, when they went the first year, it was like, man, everybody's down. But we already knew who was going to do it after that. And just to do it, because it was a dog fight in the last one, but it was fun. It was a great experience.
How does getting that taste of winning at the highest level kind of motivate you
as a football player and moving forward? Because obviously you're going to play football at the next level. Yeah. You're going to play basketball. But how does that motivate you, just that taste of winning at the highest level?
Nah, I like to win. I don't never like to lose, man. So just to the basketball and stuff, transfer over to football, really me competing against other teams and stuff. It was really fun. It just motivated me and stuff.
How's this spring been with the college coaches coming through? Has it been crazy, hectic, or is it about what you thought?
No, it's been what I thought. It's been crazy just to figure out where everybody, because everybody want me and stuff. So, but it's been crazy. I'm just taking everything in.
So when the college coaches come, they sit down and meet with you a few minutes, and they watch you run routes. Is that kind of how it goes? What's one of those visits like?
Yeah, so they'll come talk to me for like an hour and a half, whatever, and then they'll come watch me throw and athletics and stuff.
Yeah, and so as a wide, before we get into your recruitment, as a receiver, what do you, or anything you're specifically working on right now this spring? Obviously, you have a Power 5, Power 4 quarterback throwing it to you. So you come from a good spot. You have that level quarterback throwing it to you. What are you working on?
I'm really working on my speed, get more faster, my explosiveness in my hands, really, and my route run off the top.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How fast do you think you could be if you said, I'm just going to focus on track and really like NFL combine running 40s? How fast do you think you could be?
Man, I already run a 4.3, so I would be like, if I just ran track, because, let me see.
You could run 10.3.
Yeah, I could run 10.3 for sure.
If you train for track year-round, right?
Yeah, I would have run this year, but let me see. If I'm not doing nothing else, it's probably been a low 10. It would have been crazy. Something special, though, for sure.
Yeah. And if we turned on your huddle tape, what would you say you do well as a player?
I play both sides of the ball. Man, I'm explosive. I'm burning people. I'm a playmaker. It's everything's on film, really.
Do you feel like when you catch a ball, do you feel like things move slow in your peripheral vision? Do you feel like you're moving fast, but things are moving slow around you?
Oh, definitely. Man, I just feel like I'm just faster than everybody out there. I'm just too quick for everybody, so definitely.
So shifting to your recruitment, before we get into your official visits, what colleges have been through already this spring?
A&M, Kansas, USC, UT coming tomorrow, and some other schools coming, TCU. So there's been a bunch of schools coming.
So let's start with Coach Wiggins. Kind of, what was his message to you on his visit?
Really give me back. He can't wait to really give me back up there.
Yeah.
He said I'm one of his top guys, so he gonna keep fighting for me. So. Yeah.
What week are they trying to get you to visit?
I think on the on the 7th or something like that.
Okay. And then has Texas Tech been through yet this spring?
Oh yeah, they've been through.
Okay. And who was that that came through?
Coach Juice and Coach Juice.
Okay. And so take me through your official visits right now. What's that schedule currently?
So May 31st, Arkansas.
Okay.
After that, Texas Tech. After that, UT. After that, my last one, USC.
And USC. Okay, so A&M's trying to fight to get a visit in there. So talk about that. Let's go through that. Arkansas. Who is it you talk to at Arkansas, and kind of what's their message to you right now?
Really, Robinson Coach, he came. We talked for like 2 hours. He's a really good, nice guy. He really see me playing there, how he can use me, move me on, inside and outside.
Have you ever been on campus there before? Okay, so that'll be your first time there. Okay. Then obviously Texas Tech, Lloyd Jones committed there, one of your good friends, right? Texas Tech's been recruiting you a long time. You've been up there how many times? Two or three times,
yeah,
probably?
Two or three times.
So what is it you like about Texas Tech right now?
Really how I see how they practice, really compete, how the coaches coach the Robert Sears, man, it's really good to be up there. Man, really, it's because my quarterback, he pushed me every time. They text me almost every day to tell me, come on, like, what you waiting on? But they know.
So then you have Texas June 14th through 16th. You said Chris Jackson's coming Wednesday. So you've been up to Texas. You went up to Texas with your mom and sister for the first time in April. Kind of what were, not your thoughts on Texas, what were your mom's thoughts on Texas? Because that's the first time she'd been up there.
She loved it. She went up there when we went to the night game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she did. So okay.
She loved it every time we come. My sister, it was my sister's first time, but she was like, oh, I can see you playing here. So Yeah, we have fun.
Your sister's a hooper, right?
Yeah, she a hooper.
Yeah, she can run track too. She runs track too.
Yeah, I think she's better at track though.
Okay, you think she's better at track? Yeah. She's what, seventh grade?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So somebody to remember in the future here, at Hitchcock. So what are your thoughts on Texas right now?
Nah, they top. They already know what they stand. Some other school, but they really know they push me every day. They see me, Coach Jackson. He see me playing in Coach Sarkisian offense. So. Yeah.
What's Coach Sark's message to you the last time you were up there? When's the last time you talked to him? Was it on the visit?
Yeah, he talked to him, yeah, but he called my mom almost every day. He check on me and my mom, so, you know.
Yeah, what's his message to you?
Really, he saying what I'm waiting on and stuff. He pushed me every time I talked to him, so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then you have USC scheduled for June 21st through 23rd. I think Coach Simmons was here last week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on USC? You've been out there for a visit, I believe. What were your thoughts the first time you went out there?
Man, Coach Simmons, I believe he can give me what I wanted. He pushed me. He was showing me out some new stuff when he came out here, like my release and stuff. He showed me some key stuff, and he helped me.
Yeah, and when was it you went out to USC?
Actually, I didn't go.
You've never been?
No, I went to
UT.
Okay,
you canceled that trip.
Yeah,
that's right, you didn't.
UT.
Okay, you went to UT, so you've never been out to USC. Mm-hmm. What are your expectations for that visit?
Really, to sit down with Coach Simmons and just see how he's going to use me, how he use all the other receivers and stuff, see how he's going to push me and stuff. I'm going to watch some of their practice film and stuff, so yeah, just see a whole lot of different stuff.
So you've been recruited now for well over a year, and you've been on a lot of visits. You're probably starting to get a feel for what's really important for you in the process. What's important to you as you get close to making the decision?
Really where I'm going to fit in at, how they're going to use me, where I'm comfortable at.
Yeah, and what does scheme matter at all to you? I mean, do you even really, or is it more just where you want to be?
Nah, that's kind of, but really where I'm going to fit in at, you know, where I'm going to be comfortable at playing for the next 4 years, so.
Yeah. Do you look at quarterback rooms? Hey, who's going to be throwing me the rock?
You need somebody to throw you the ball, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think of Arch Manning when you saw him?
Oh, when I was watching that spring game, he was very impressed.
Yeah, what impressed you about him?
How he was accurate.
Accurate he was? Mm-hmm. And so, I call it when you sit down and make a decision. You sit at a table, right? Let's just say you sit at a table. Who's at the table with you? Who's part of your circle? Who's big for you in that decision making process?
UT and
people.
Oh,
people.
People. My mom, my friends. I'm gonna have my friends.
Yeah. When do you want to announce a decision?
Definitely after. I have to take my OVs and stuff, sit down with my family, my coaches.
Yeah. What's the what have you learned in this process maybe that you didn't know before? Could be about yourself, could be about recruiting. And what have you learned?
What I really learned was how me just stay focused, man, because I already had a feeling it was going to be like this. Me growing up, I dreamed about this, but me just staying focused, me just keep pushing myself, just don't let nothing get to me.
What are your ultimate goals in football?
To really make it to the next level. So my mom and my sister ain't got to work a job never again.
Have you looked at what you want to major in college? What are kind of some of your interests?
Yeah, I had some stuff, but it's changed every time. Yeah. I'm really trying to pick the right one for me.
Yeah. And when you go on these official visits, what are you really looking for? What's going to impress you?
What I'm really looking for, me going in the rooms with all the different coaches and stuff, how they gonna use me and stuff, just to get more information, just to pick the right school and see why should I come here and stuff.
Last thing for you is you go from football to basketball to track.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't really have downtime, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't really train specifically for one sport. How has that helped you? And how much room does that give you for growth as a wide receiver?
It really helped me because basketball, I'm using my hips more, track, working on speed and stuff. But football, I really work on my stuff when I have time. Like, I go to my training and stuff, but I ain't really, like, it's no break for me. So, it's kind of hard to fit everything in, but, yeah.
Yeah. And then your senior year, because I'm sure I'll probably talk to you again before senior year. But right now, kind of, what are your goals for your senior year?
Really? Win the state championship.
Yeah.
It's last year, last try. I got to do that, man. I'm going to give them my all. We're going to compete at practice and stuff. got to make sure my teammates know what I'm trying to do. So, yeah.
Hey, are you going to graduate in December?
Yeah, so I'm working on. I'm going to be taking some classes. So.
All right, so that's your focus. Yeah. All right, that's Kelshawn Johnson on Texas football here at Hitchcock High. Thank you very much for joining in today. And leave your comments in the comment section, and we'll answer those questions. Thank you very much, Kelshawn.